Hello everyone, I'm Claire Davis and I'm back with Mental Health Chats. We are working with you for better emotional fitness, and today we're starting the series on self-harm. And our first guest is Satvia Nija. Hello Satvia, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
Now, why do people self-harm? What do they get from it? Well, firstly, it's not for fun. And I know some people who may be listening and supporting, especially younger people, may say things, oh, it's just a phase, it's a trend, it's copycat. You know, that kind of language gets used.
Yeah.
And I suppose I can't deny it as a trainer. I can't say that there will never be a young person or an adult who engages in a self-harm behavior because they've seen somebody else do it, they wanted to give it a go, they Googled it. There's always going to be people, you know, who do that. But for me, even if they've engaged in that behavior because they've seen it online or their friend's doing it or they want to see what it's like, that's of concern. Because I see a lot of things online and I think, I don't think I'm going to do that. So any instance of self-harm should be investigated. Why someone self-harms? Variety of reasons. You know, there's some common experiences that, you know, you may hear of, from body image to social media to sexual gender identity, academic pressure, job loss, relationship breakdown. But the truth is, it's a non-exhaustive list. What can lead to self-harm is anything that causes an individual distress. And what I always say is, distress is subjective. And we must remember that. And I think it's important that we don't try and look for a justification for a self-harm behavior, especially the more medically serious methods of self-harm. Or they must have gone through something really bad, really bad. Yeah. And if the person then discloses and it doesn't quite match up to your mindset, then you're like, oh, they're lying, you know, or they're exaggerating. So, you know, it's important to remember that the reasoning behind the self-harm can vary for people. It could be one reason or it could be multiple number of reasons that have triggered the behavior, but the key thing is it's distress, so that's what's behind it. Put it in a different name. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you, Satvia, because you have really enlightened me, and I can't wait to rewatch this because it's such an important topic and you're looking at it from a very different angle to what the stigma is. And that's so important because we are all about working with you for better emotional fitness. And this is just one part of it. We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.